You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends. We're back and we're continuing on with the series on biblical law. See, Israel could not refuse to keep what didn't exist. I pointed out in the last show how in Exodus 16, verse 28, God's complaining to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? But the world thinks that he didn't give them until Exodus 20 with the Ten Commandments and the laws. They existed long before Exodus 20. They go all the way back to creation. You know, Cain and Abel. I remember a story about Cain and Abel that one brother killed another and he was banished. If the laws didn't exist, then he wasn't guilty of anything. If the law, thou shalt not murder, didn't exist, God can't punish him because he didn't do anything wrong. Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is when the fourth commandment was created. Now, people that keep a counterfeit Sabbath, Sunday, they... Oh, well, it was all changed when Jesus died and was resurrected. He was resurrected on a Sunday. No, it didn't change a thing. It didn't change what day the Sabbath was. They don't even know who changed it. It was what became the Catholic Church 300 years, more than 300 years after Jesus was resurrected. What became the Catholic Church, that's when they changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Man! A Roman leader named Constantine is the one that changed it. He outlawed keeping the Sabbath. He would kill you if you were caught. The law was, there shall be no more venerating on the Sabbath day. So he transferred it from Saturday to Sunday and then outlawed keeping the Sabbath. So if you're not a Catholic, why do you keep Sunday? Because that's their day. I don't keep it because I ain't Catholic. I don't keep it because man can't change. God sanctified it and made it holy. Man can't change what God sanctifies and makes holy. The Ten Commandments were given to Israel in Exodus 20. Look at what Moses told his father-in-law before this. Exodus 18, verse 16. And when they have a difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws. Here's Moses telling his father-in-law in Exodus 18, whenever there's a controversy, the people come to him, and he makes known the statutes of God to them. I thought that these statutes all came later. No, they all were laid down at creation. Here's the last one. What is sin? 1 John 3, 4. Whoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is transgression of the law. I don't care what your preacher says. He might tell you it's drinking, dancing, gambling. Sin is violating God's law. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.